We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ross from NFL Network joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. How are you today, Mark? Nice to talk with you, sir.
Great. Excellent. How about you guys?
We're really good. All right, we'll start with the NFC Championship, and then we'll get to the news of the day and Patrick Mahomes. How are you looking at this NFC matchup between the 49ers and the Eagles? You've got one side where the offensive coordinator for the Eagles is a finalist for best assistant coach. And then on the other side, you got D'Amico Ryans, a 49er defensive coordinator, and he's a finalist. So
Yeah. It's
like two, you know, trains meeting, right? The Eagles offense, the 49er defense.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you just got tons of talent on not just those sides of the ball, both sides of the ball for both teams. I mean, there's just tons of star power, tons of Pro Bowlers, tons of talented guys. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun just, you know, coaching is going to come to play and a play here or there. You know, and I think this game is just going to really come down to, as most NFC Championship games, AFC Championship games, one play here, one play there. And I think that's really where Jalen Hurts is going to be the difference. We know Brock Purdy's kind of had that magical ride, but there's only so much you can do with him. And then that's Jalen Hurts' talent, the MVP-level talent, I think will take over. But I think it'll be a super close game, very competitive, a lot of big plays on both sides of the ball. So this looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mark, do you think this is the best the two teams have seen in terms of opponent throughout the course of the season? I know Niners has had some pretty big matchups. They had Miami at one point during the year, but I don't know that they've seen as complete of a team. And on the flip side, I don't know if the Eagles have seen a defense that they can do the things the 49ers can.
Yeah, these are the two best teams.
Okay.
And you saw this coming for a while with these two, a little bit different where the Niners started slow, got the Jimmy G injury, and here comes Purdy, and they just keep going. Philly looked like the best team for a while, and then the last couple games, people got clouded. Well, what's wrong with the Eagles? Well, the MVP's not playing. What's wrong with the Eagles? So, and then they come back and show who they really are last week. So these are the two best teams. You couldn't want anything to have that. So, yes, you're right. Neither one of these teams has seen anything like either one on both sides of the ball. Just complete teams, a lot of talent, and great coaching.
And speaking of great coaches, I mean, Shanahan's another one of the finalists for Coach of the Year. Nick Sirianni, tell us a little bit about this guy. He seems to be kind of the lesser of the two in terms of prominence. And he got off to a really slow start, I think, last year. He was 2-5. And then something clicked. He figured it out. He got them into the playoffs. This year, everything's gone the Eagles' way. Where has Nick Sirianni been? How has he been so successful?
Well, I think he really has been innovative with that offense and leaned into Jalen Hurts' strengths but really just a complete leader for the whole entire team. And he's different. You see his press conferences, the way he talks, the way he goes about things. And I think the players really respond to that. You know, kind of like Kyle Shanahan got his little bit of different swag to him, too. You know, those are sort of these new age type of head coaches that players respond to. And when you go through that cycle of hiring coaches, owners look at people they like, and instead of looking at the guys that players respond to and they like. And I think both of these guys kind of have that little bit of different new age swag that the players respond to. So Sirianni really has just done an excellent job just as a leader, the best head coaches I've been around, not just they know a specific side of the ball, but really are leaders of men, team responds to them. And Sirianni kind of has done all those right things as a leader, but also with getting that offense together and hey, that ton of talent that they have too doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, no doubt. Mark Ross, NFL Network, joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Mark, you know, there was a talk that Purdy would finally look different when a team forced the 49ers to make Purdy beat them themselves. Now, that's tough to do with all the weapons he has, but in terms of a team being able to do that, why has it seemed to be so difficult for teams to do that? I mean, Purdy, obviously, is Mr. Irrelevant, last pick of the draft. It seems like it's been hard for teams to put him in a box and say, you know what, you beat us.
Yeah, well, number one, the masterful game planning and offensive schemes that Shanahan's got going on. I mean, you see all the stuff that they do and guys running wide open, so that helps. Okay, now you got a ton of talent as well with Debo, with Kittle, and all those guys you mentioned. All right, but then also Brock Purdy is pretty good. You know, he's not Joe Burrow, he's not Mahomes, he's not Jalen right now, but the guy has got, and I evaluated him in college and liked him a lot because he had a ton of moxie, he had a ton of confidence, he was accurate, and he knew how to run an offense, and he could make plays, you know, not super playmaker, but the guy could get out of trouble and make plays. So he got discounted when he got thrown in there as if he was just this run-of-the-mill type of dude just because of where he got drafted. But the stuff you see from him, the good stuff, is really how he played at Iowa State. I mean, the guy's got tons of records there, four-year starter. So this is how he plays. Now, can he raise that level to do it consistently for a whole game against this sort of team? That remains to be seen. You know, Dallas kind of got after him a little bit last week, but he made plays at the end. And that's really all you kind of need with the way the 49ers defense can shut teams down is we get this offense rolling, but Brock, you can make two or three or four plays a game, and that's all we need from you. And he's capable of doing that. He doesn't have to make 10, 20. He can make those three or four, and that's really all you need because he has that skill set, that moxie, and that confidence.
All right, let's get that game out of the way. Let's get to the really good game, the Chiefs and the Bengals. I'm only saying that because our producer is a 49er crazy fan.
Okay.
Let's talk about Mahomes. He says he's good. He says he's going to be ready to go Sunday. I don't think any of us are going to really know for sure until the game starts. Mark, do you think, is it as simple, the AFC Championship? I mean, is it as simple as coming down to how healthy he is and whether he can run around and make some plays he's used to making? Or is there going to be some other things that decide this game?
Well, there's two facets. Like, I'm never going to bet against Patrick. But even if he was healthy, I would have picked, and I love Cincinnati. I've been picking them all year to go to the Super Bowl. But I would be close call to say, you know what, Cincinnati's just going to win this game. They've got the better overall team, even if Patrick was healthy. Now, you throw in the high ankle sprain. And I've never seen anything like this with a high ankle sprain. All the high ankle sprains I've been a part of in my whole career, it's a couple weeks, four or five weeks where these guys are out. I mean, and people act like this guy, you know, just rubbed some vibranium on his ankle and he's just go. Like, it's a high ankle sprain. Yeah, it's just bizarre the kind of the talking points that have been going on. But that's just the standard that we have for Patrick Mahomes. Like, yeah, sure, he's just going to go play with a high ankle sprain and be, you know, 100% and go crush it. And he probably will, but it's still a high ankle sprain. And you don't, as you said, until he goes out there and you start seeing him move around, I think they may be putting it out more optimistically than maybe he's really feeling. Of course, he's going to say he's fine. He's not going to jump out there and say, my ankle feels terrible. I don't really want to play all week leading up to the game. He's going to say he's good to go, but until he gets out there, and if he's not as effective moving around and doing Mahomes sort of things, that's going to limit their offense, limit what they can do. And obviously that's an advantage for Cincinnati. But even with a healthy Mahomes, I mean, this Cincinnati team, they beat them. Burrow's playing at a level like nobody else, so it's a strong case they'd win anyway.
Mark, up until recently, it seems like it started to change in terms of people's eyes opening about how good the Bengals actually are. But why did it feel like over the course of the season that this team wasn't getting the type of notoriety a team that had reached a Super Bowl just a year before normally gets? They play, I mean, I know they got off to the slow start, but just never felt like people were really paying all that much attention to the Bengals.
I think it's still just that old, it's Cincinnati. That thing. It still carries a lot of weight with the NFL, and you know, Dallas gets the benefit of the doubt, or certain teams that they're great where it's still, oh, that's just Cincinnati, and their people aren't really looking. Like, they got the second best quarterback in the league, and their defense is playing at a top five level, and they got the best young set of playmakers in the league, with led by Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd and Mixon. Like, that is a good team with a lot of talent. And I've been talking about them all year long from the start, that, you know, that team is legit. And win after win, they just keep getting underrated for some reason. It's sort of just, but I think that's really what it is. It's just sort of the
good old Cincinnati,
same old Cincinnati type of thing of that. But they go in there and win it again, it'll be a whole new day, new era for see how they look at the Bengals.
Everybody will say, "I told you so all along," right? They'll all go, "Oh, yeah, we knew the Bengals were going to do it." Mark Ross, NFL Network, we appreciate the time. One last thing for me, Mark. I want to talk about Lou Anarumo. And a lot of people don't know who he is. He's the Bengals defensive coordinator. He must have done something right in that Buffalo game. Either that or Buffalo just didn't show up. I'm not sure which. But the Bengals don't seem, and you said they're playing at a top five level on defense, but they don't seem to play like that all the time. Come playoffs, the Bengals do play like that. And I wonder, this guy's name never gets thrown out there for a head coaching job, or I haven't heard it yet. Is he doing something special with these guys?
No doubt, especially in playoff time, and that's all that matters. Forget being 15th or whatever. With our two Super Bowl runs with the Giants, our defenses were average during the regular season, and then we absolutely shut people down in the playoffs because we had the elements, we had the players to do it, and it all came together. I'll take that as opposed to some regular season being a top 5 D. But, yeah, he hasn't got it. I've had this discussion with people this week actually about him, and you know, he's an older dude who's been around and kind of being, again, overlooked Cincinnati. He hasn't gotten any interviews, which is kind of strange. It's if he was 35 and part of the, you know, San Fran, he'd probably be the next guy up. But because of all those factors in the past, I think that's kind of hurt going against him, as opposed to teams really looking like, yeah, they're doing something right there. That guy knows what he's doing. Let's just at least talk to him and give him a chance.
Yeah, I'd like to have him coaching my team. He does a great job. The Bengals do a great job. Sounds like you're kind of leaning Bengals-Eagles. Am I correct? That's your leaning?
Yep, you got it. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going with it. And I'm from Philly, originally from Philly. Worked for the Eagles for 8 years, so I got to go them anyway. But, yes, professional and personally, I would take them.
Having played a year in Philly, I understand why you have to go there. Yeah. And you pick him on this one.
Good point. Hey, Mark, thanks for the time. Really enjoyed the conversation. Hope we can do it again.
No doubt. Anytime.
Good thanks, stuff. Mark. Thank you very much. Mark Ross right there from NFL Network with some good insight into the AFC and the NFC Championship games. And sounds like a very intelligent guy, Scraby, and he seems to like the Eagles. I think you're in a world of hurt over there.
I mean, you know, as much as I wanted to jump in there and be like, you're wrong. I mean, he made about a million points better than I would ever, so I can't question his knowledge of the game.
He's heavy on the Bengals, too.
Yeah, he's heavy on the Bengals, says they'd win even if Patrick Mahomes was 100%. So
in the Daily Gambit, actually, I found some odds on hypothetical matchups for the Super Bowl, and I'll give you guys what those odds are, the Bengals versus Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Daily Gambit. We'll find out about that shortly. Of course, we'll have our picks coming up a little later in the week, and, I mean, never mind Mark Ross and expert analysts like that. You want to hear who Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby are picking in these conference championship games. Tony and Matt, by the way, are 7-3 so far in their playoff picks. They are tied with 25 points in our scoring system. I'm trailing you guys by a game. I'm at 6-4, so we'll see how our playoff picks pan out a little later in the week. But look, everybody agrees on one thing. Everybody agrees on one thing. This is about as good a two matchups as you could possibly
get. Yes, yes.
Nobody said anything beyond that.
No. Yeah, I think in the AFC you would have been happy with the Bills possibly doing it.
Right.
But these matchups that we have are going to be good
ones. Yeah, the way the Bengals beat the Bills, it just looked like there's a whole gap between the Bills and the Bengals. We appreciate Mark Ross joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Carlsbad. Yeah, I've lived here for a couple of years. I don't know. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, as Scraby mentioned, we'll have our Daily Gambit. We'll also have Yummy Morris joining us from the San Diego State women's basketball team. They are on a they're on a heater, Tony. 16-5 to open the season. They're having a great year there, and they got a game coming up tomorrow night. So we will talk with her. She's a delightful young lady. You guys will enjoy meeting her. A little later in the program, Chris versus the fans, Big Five, all that stuff. Still ahead as Gwen and Chris get set to roll towards 6 o'clock. We'll also keep you up to date on the Farmers Insurance Open. Stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.